This looks great. Oh, LaCroix, my favorite. I'm gonna have to grab one of these. Just gonna throw this down here.
Sorry, what were your names?
My name is Katya.
What is it?
Katya.
Hi,
Katya.
Katya.
Hi.
Hi, nice
Eric.
to meet you, Eric. Yeah.
Danielle.
Danielle. Nice
Yeah,
to meet you.
nice
Yes.
to meet you
I'm Michael.
And I would love to shake you just like
Get
your woman.
Get
And this
started.
is okay,
Pretty
see?
awkward though. Yeah.
I think there is milk.
Who's that for?
Someone is late for the party.
This looks great.
Thanks.
Really awkward trying to do this without knocking off
Making too
what
much
I'm
noise,
wearing.
yeah.
Also what I'm wearing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want mashed potatoes?
Yeah, I think so.
Yum.
Along with
Yeah.
steak.
Yummy.
These are good.
I didn't have breakfast, so this is perfect.
You're hungry.
Yeah, I'm really hungry.
Me too. This is a lot of food for
Yeah.
four of us.
Nice.
So are you playing? Oh, I guess our game got canceled this week, right?
Yeah, we don't have a game this week.
Yeah.
We missed you last week.
I know, I've been very busy,
Yeah,
unfortunately.
we won by two in overtime, so
Oh, really? Who
that's
did
really
you guys
intense.
play?
One of the Google teams.
Oh, nice. Was it the one we played in the first week? Well, I guess that didn't really count. That was the next week, right?
No, the other one.
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really, really close.
Reached twice here.
Yeah, nice. That's awesome, though.
We're down by three. With maybe 4 seconds left. Tom got fouled at the three-point line. And shot three or yeah, three
Yeah.
free throws made. Made the first one, missed the second one. Chucked the third one. Almost had a rebound and made it at
Oh,
the buzzer.
yeah.
It was amazing. Really
That's
fun
awesome.
watching, yeah, highlight reel.
Wow.
It's how I got basketball.
Yeah. Yeah, we're
Yeah,
like,
you what?
I'm the same. Yeah, I guess you
Is it like
Yeah,
could call
it's
it
like
that. It's like a work league here.
Yeah, at the Moffitt Gym.
Oh. Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah.
They had like a dodgeball league and stuff too, right?
Oh, cool.
Oh, really? Wow.
I think so.
I didn't know about that one. Like, that
Sounds
would be fun.
dangerous.
Yeah, I know, right?
In the face before a meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Cheers.
In jubilation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like obligated to eat more cuz there's
I know.
so
I
much
know.
food.
I'll have to go back for more later.
Yeah, this is my first time I'm trying LaCroix. It's really good.
Really?
Mhm.
Just eating. It's all the new trend now.
It's very basic but very tasty.
So do you think they use like a little, you know, just like a flavor
Oh,
or is
absolutely
it
not.
I don't yeah. I don't
Yeah.
think it's real.
It's all like sweetener too, so.
Well, it's not that. It's like cuz
Natural
there's no
flavor.
sugar or anything in there but
Pretty
it's
damn
yeah.
effective. Yeah.
I don't know. It is tasty though.
Oh, no, everyone loves that stuff now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where does everyone live?
I live in San Francisco.
Oh, nice.
Me too.
Yeah, you too? Nice.
Where in San Francisco?
You know where Almani is? You know, just like close to Mission District but actual Visitation Valley. And you?
I'm up in Russian Hill.
Oh, nice. Nice area.
Nice.
Yeah.
And how about you guys?
I live in San Jose, near Santana Row.
That's my favorite area too.
Nice. And I'm also up there in Noe Valley.
Nice.
Oh my goodness, what are the chances?
Yeah,
Yeah.
so many city kids. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, I had to get away. I was born and raised around here,
Oh,
so
cool.
I need to get away from home a little bit.
Yeah.
Makes sense. You guys have quite the commute. Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, I end up hanging out with my family half the time, since we're still here. It's like 2 hours.
And it's not as bad, at least I'm probably 30 minutes,
Mhm.
I guess, further south.
So
Yeah,
any of you
it
take
helps.
the shuttle?
Mhm.
Yeah?
I do.
That's
I don't
good.
know that I've seen you
No,
on the
I
bus
really,
though.
I take the west line all the way, so.
Yeah, so do I though.
Well, I'm rarely on it. Half the time I'll do Caltrain or
Okay.
I kinda just hang
Yeah, I
out.
take it every day.
Yeah. Or I'm usually the one passed out by the time.
There you go.
But for you it's gross, right?
You know, just like
Yeah.
the smell alone, it's awesome.
You think so.
Unless there's
Traffic
there's
should
traffic.
be better.
How is that over like holiday season? Cuz
Oh,
every
it's
time
so
I go
nice.
by I'm just like, well,
Oh, do you mean
like
the
shopping
traffic
holiday.
around? Oh,
Yeah.
I see. Yeah, it's a little crazy. Valley Fair is undergoing a ton of
Yeah,
construction right
it's gonna
now.
be ridiculous.
Yeah, but I like living so close to it at the same time.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
So you grew up in Sunnyvale?
Palo Alto.
Wow.
Oh, in Salem.
Yeah.
A lot of trees and greenery, it's beautiful.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, parks as well.
A little jaded and spoiled.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, for sure.
And how about you guys? Did you grew up in the Bay Area?
I'm from Southern California. Yeah, Orange County.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I'm from Washington, DC. It's a little bit
Awesome.
further away. Yeah. Hey, what about you?
I'm originally from Russia. I grew
Oh,
up
nice.
in Siberia.
Wow.
Cool.
But yeah, you know, just like it's a very different environment, that's for sure, but I love it here.
Yeah.
You aim for the farthest distance
That's true.
Yeah.
yeah, relocation.
If to travel yeah, if to travel back it will be probably easier to go straight through the earth rather than around the earth.
Yeah, true.
It will be faster.
One day.
Well, one day, yeah.
You don't get to go back often
Yeah, not often, but indeed in 2 weeks I'm traveling back there to
Oh,
visit my
nice.
old nephew.
Oh,
nice.
Is that once the World Cup is done?
That's
Almost.
right. One week prior
Oh,
should be done.
okay. That'll be fun then. You get to see a little bit of that.
I'm excited about that
Yeah,
one
that's
too,
awesome.
even though I'm not too much into soccer. How about you guys? Do you watch soccer?
On and off, once in a while.
Yeah.
If it's on, I
If
guess.
it's on.
Yeah.
Which
Definitely.
yeah?
For the World Cup I do. It's a
Yeah,
big
event.
that's yeah.
Mhm.
Usually not too big of a fan, but
Yeah.
Who are you rooting for?
Fine. That's a good question. So the US obviously is
Didn't
not
help.
playing, so can't root for them, you know. And then Italy, which is kind of my other team, they didn't make it either this year for I think the first time
It's been a while, no?
Yeah, been a few years.
In history or something like that. So
Wow.
I can't root for them either. So I'm just kinda rooting for good soccer, I guess.
Yeah.
You're rooting for
Anything
good sportsmanship.
Yeah, everyone's a winner.
Yeah, well not more just like entertaining soccer, maybe not
Yeah.
like
Yeah.
Good.
yeah.
A lot of interesting upsets and stuff
Yeah,
happening.
it's been fun.
Yeah. Pretty cool to see. A lot of the like underdogs are doing really well.
So what is your favorite sport? You know, yeah, my understanding is that you watch soccer because it's a big, you know, just like headed event, right? So, but what's your favorite, you know, sport? Maybe to do or to watch?
Yeah.
Mine is figure skating. How about you guys? Do you watch any
Oh.
figure skating?
You also do it as well?
When I go everyone thinks that it's a show. I fell down all the time
Yeah,
and
it's
everyone's
hard.
like, "She's good," and you know, just like you know, in the fairy tale, like she's fallen down. I'm not into fairy tale, I just fallen down
Oh, wow.
on ice. How about you guys?
Kinda like the basic ones, you know, like going to like baseball games, basketball, football and all that. Yeah, a little bit of that and some like contact sports on the side for myself.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What kind?
Lately I've been doing a lot of like boxing and
Wow.
kickboxing and stuff
Nice.
like that. Yeah,
Nice.
until my body just
Yeah.
stopped
Good
doing
workout
those
though.
they're the more well-rounded and nice sports fans of, but it's really only all basketball. I like to play it, I like to watch it. I'm a LA Lakers fan.
Oh
Yeah. Yeah. lifelong, so huge Kobe Bryant fan.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. So Danielle and I are on the same team here.
Really? Oh my
We
goodness.
play
Yeah.
I guess once a week. Though I have
On
not been making
Wednesdays.
the games quite as regularly, but it's a lot of fun.
They're really fun.
It's just at the gym, hey?
Is that your favorite sport too?
Oh yeah. We grew up
You guys weren't
with
in
it.
basketball how long?
Olivia?
Grew up
Oh
Yeah.
really?
That's gotta mean something,
Yeah.
hey?
You're a Bay Area sports fan then?
Yeah, I mean born and raised here too,
Yeah.
so.
Yeah,
Went through the whole ball of
I guess you're allowed to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone
Everyone's
else
given
sees
permission.
fair weather
Yeah,
fans.
exactly. I remember paying $5 to go to Warriors games.
Wow.
Those were the days.
And they'd let you sneak up to the front cuz that was all empty. It was great.
So it got busier and just like the more they we excited to win,
Oh yeah.
the more expensive
Oh yeah.
tickets
And
we got.
they're now very good.
Yeah, too good. I'm like, I can't afford to go
Yeah,
to
it's crazy.
But it's kind of like upsetting because that they are moving into San Francisco
Yeah.
instead of keeping it in Oakland because Oakland also needs developments like that.
It's
And
gonna
San
be
Francisco is already
packed.
really crowded. Just Giants, stadium would itself be
Yeah, it's gonna make it so much worse then. It's gonna be even more expensive.
Yeah. And with the hospital nearby, I was just like, oh my gosh, hopefully they won't put emergency just like from there.
Yeah, really.
Because it's gonna take for a while to get there and only probably helicopter.
Yeah. Within the same city.
Yeah, we'll see.
When is that scheduled to happen?
It's
I
like
think
next
it's next
year.
year.
Already?
Is it 2019 now
Wow.
already? Yeah. Yeah. I think 2019.
That's crazy.
2020, yeah.
It's coming up.
Yeah, I know. Should've just bought some season tickets when the second it sold. I don't know, a bunch of my friends did that.
But they keep jacking up the prices, right?
Yeah.
And even of those. Yeah, so I went to a game this year in April. And we had pretty good seats. It was like $500 or something per head. It's insane.
Wow.
It's like a one-time thing.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Can't really do that often.
Yeah.
It was actually a gift, which is really the only reason that I went, but
Yeah.
Yeah, because who else
It's
can
crazy.
get expand unless
Yeah.
Who did they play?
They played the Pelicans. So
That's pretty big.
Ah, the
Yeah.
Brow.
It was fun. Got to see them.
The Brow.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Yeah,
And the Pelicans won.
Wow. That's
Yeah.
good. Worth it.
It's pretty early in the season.
It's actually the last game before the playoffs. Yeah.
Wow, I'm still going for that much.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they're pretty crazy. Sweet.
Yeah, so I would like to get another plate. We
I
have
may,
four.
yeah, I will probably
Oh,
get
cook
some
made a
more.
lot of food today.
I'll probably get more soon.
Yeah.
And it's delicious. I like it with this kind of thing.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. What about some movies that you guys have watched recently? What's your favorite?
I saw Incredibles 2 this
Oh, you
weekend.
did?
Yeah.
Nice.
Have
It was
you seen
also
it?
good.
No,
It's
what'd you
so
think?
good. I loved it. There's this short film in the beginning
That's what all my friends were telling me, that was just like nostalgic.
It is,
Especially
yeah.
like Asian families growing up.
Really?
The Americans,
Yeah.
yeah.
I don't know what it's about, but it's about like making dumplings with your mom or something.
It's about dumplings.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was the first short film to be produced by an Asian female.
Oh,
Very
wow.
cool.
It's impressive how they take on those cartoons, just like all about heritage, like Coco, Kim, and that kind
Yeah.
of like just
Yeah.
recently, which I loved.
I
But
did
with
too.
that, what was interesting that there was none of the Latinos, just like making the in the pro process.
Yeah.
But you know, Latina community, they said that it's unbelievable that they were able to replicate all the history and traditions,
Oh
right?
wow. Interesting.
How about you guys? What did you watch, you know, just like recently?
Man, what have I seen? I finally saw like, what was that? I finally saw the Avengers.
Me too.
Yeah.
I
And
saw
it
that
took
in
me a
theaters
while,
as well.
yeah.
Yeah.
How did you like it? I watched it also
It was
about
good.
as well.
Yeah.
I was a fan.
Yeah.
Mhm.
I was solid.
It's pretty wild how they can bring so many different movies together.
Yes.
I heard it was a nightmare to do.
I bet. I mean,
Yeah.
yeah.
I wish, how much
Pretty
they paid
crazy.
the actors, you know, because
So
to bring
many.
movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy.
My husband enjoyed it. I said like, for me, it's a little bit too much of a salad mixed together, all those things
Oh
mixed together.
yeah.
There's like Black Panther and
Yeah.
there's like all of those things, you know, come together.
Yeah, how do you give those characters enough screen time?
You
There's
don't.
40 different people.
You
Can't,
can't,
right?
right? It's like
And such big name people
Actors,
too.
yeah.
And then you get like a prologue to like lead up.
Yeah.
That's cool. For yeah, for what it is, and then like you set the I set the bar really low for expectations. I was like, you know, it's gonna be a big blockbuster kind
That's
of
good. For me, it was vice versa. I was like, there are so many incredible
Yeah.
actors. I was like, let's go for it. And then I was just
Better be
like, really?
Felt the same way. But I still liked it. I'm still into it.
Yeah, I would say, you know, just like one time to watch and, you know, probably like never go back again. I would, you know, probably watch it the second time. How about you guys?
Yeah.
Would you watch it the second time around?
It'd be an airplane movie.
Yeah,
Mm.
right. Airplane movies.
That's
That's a good category to have movies in.
Oh, I have, yeah.
Anyone watched Ocean's 8?
No. That's an airplane movie.
Yeah, maybe.
You gotta have those. The ones you're like, you'll watch on a plane, but you would never
Yeah, either rewatch or just
Yep.
watch cuz you can. You have nothing else
Yeah, I've got a long flight coming up this weekend, so hopefully there'll be some good ones.
Where are you headed?
To Hong Kong.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hopefully you have a nice airline, not like one of
I
those
do.
that don't
I do.
have the
Yeah,
screens.
it's Cathay Pacific.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
And I'm going business on this one. I used
Oh.
miles for the upgrade, so
Nice.
I finally
That's
treated
awesome.
myself.
Yeah, I've heard those deals
Yeah.
are kinda silly these days.
So hopefully that'll be nice.
Sitting down, setting champagne.
Yeah, that's
Yes.
right. So that'll be fun.
And then, you know, progress to that and then once you land him, he's like, I don't remember what movies I watched when I was
Yeah,
young.
right? The only the problem is that I don't know how I will be able to go back once I do that.
You don't. You break the glass and
It's just like,
you're
oh no.
That's true.
So that's what I'm kinda worried about. But I'm gonna enjoy it. Live it up for that those
First
15
time?
hours. Yeah, it is.
Oh, man.
First time in Hong Kong?
No, in business.
Not in the cattle class
Yeah.
like that.
Mm.
Yeah, you're gonna ruin it for yourself.
I think so too, but it is what it
Yeah,
is.
you deserve it.
I'll enjoy it.
That's awesome. Are you guys planning on any summer vacation? You know, just taking some time off from work?
This year is packed with weddings for me.
Oh yeah?
Nice. I also have a couple of weddings coming up.
I'm at that age where everyone's getting married.
Same.
It's so annoying. People are like, LA, go here, go here.
It's expensive.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I know. I was just trying to book one and it's at like Newport Beach.
Oh
And
yeah.
I'm like looking at the hotels. I'm like, I can't afford this.
Yeah.
Where's the Holiday Inn?
I know.
Yeah.
I feel that one.
Yeah, so it's all adding up.
The gifts and the travel and the
Bachelor
clothing
parties
and the bachelor.
and yeah, the clothes. It's
Oh
not
yeah.
cheap.
With all those parties coming up, like bachelorette and bachelors, right? Plus, you know, just like bridal shower. Do you name it? Bridal bash. We're just like, what's that? You know, just like, where did that come from?
You made that up.
Yeah. But then after that is all the baby showers, so it doesn't really end with it.
Yeah.
I guess this is now our social life. It's just weddings.
Yeah.
Yep. And then what's next? Kids' birthday parties? Is that what happens? What do you do when you don't have kids?
Yeah. You just attend them anyway.
Pursue
Well, yeah.
business idea here. Have
Some
some
of my friends
children.
just said he'd love to have kids and
Yeah.
I'm just like, why would I spend all this time, you know, just like on kids and, you know, like it's personal like choice and but yes, definitely there's a bunch of, and there are a bunch of things that you can do when you don't have kids.
Yeah, but if all your friends have kids, then
Yeah, you get roped
Yeah.
into all the invites and everything.
Yeah.
You kinda drag by default.
Yeah.
I can just be that creepy uncle that just stands there.
Beer in hand.
Yeah.
I love kids, but one of my closest friends, she doesn't, and I'm like taking this baby from our friends and you're just like and she's like "Hey, Hannah, take this baby, look how cute he is." I'm like, "No thanks. I love you baby guys, but no thanks."
Don't let it touch me.
Yeah. I don't have touch
You
this
get it.
baby.
That's funny.
Yeah, well hopefully that's still a while away for me.
Well, you're going to Russia and
Yeah,
November, and you're going to China, right? Is that for your vacation
It's
or
not for fun, unfortunately.
Oh. Can you
Yeah.
turn it into a fun?
Not this time, but I was out there recently and that ended up becoming a vacation as well.
Nice.
That's what I did last time too.
Yeah.
Mm, where did you go?
Did Hong Kong and Beijing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. I swung by South Korea.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
Oh, cool.
Very cool.
Spent like 3 days there.
That's awesome. That's a good way to do it.
Right?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And how about you? Are you planning on any special trips this summer?
The only one I have really this summer is going to Texas for Fourth of July. Yeah, my friend actually invited me to her family reunion, which is pretty comical. I said
Wow.
yes, yeah. So I'm gonna go to that and then just eat all the good food.
Where in Texas?
Both Dallas and then I'm gonna visit a friend in Houston. So it's gonna be
Nice.
really hot and
Yeah.
humid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not
Nice.
ready for that.
But the good part is they have almost every place has swimming pools. You know, you can really enjoy it.
All I want is a barbecue next to a swimming pool.
Mhm.
I'll be good. That's next week already.
That's a good way to do it.
I know, time flies, right?
Yeah. Time does fly.
Last time I went to Texas I did barbecue. After day one I just
Yeah.
could not do it anymore. You start getting like the meat sweats and
Yeah.
the salt level just goes through the
Yeah,
Yeah.
the salt, the sodium
Oh my
is
god.
insane.
And you're like, "I wanna watch this doc," and then you're like, "Here's a slab of butter on bread." Like, have at it. The corn bread.
And lemonade with like just sugar.
Yeah, and then
Sugar
all
water.
that sweet tea. Yeah.
Yeah.
"If you don't wanna die by salt, here's some sugar."
Yes.
It's so good though.
Do you like barbecue in general?
Yeah.
Yeah?
But try not to go too crazy.
I've noticed that I don't feel like it. So I
Really?
decided this year to celebrate my birthday doing a barbecue party near the park. But you know San Francisco, how we live there? And it so happens it was the windiest day ever. So even to start the, you know, just like fire took us a while.
Oh, yeah. And it keeps going out. Was this next to the water? Like on Chesterfield or something?
McLaurin Drive?
Oh, okay.
It's like it's just on money, you know, just and there is Silver Avenue. It's considered to be the second largest park in San Francisco after
Oh.
Golden Gate.
Oh, wow.
It's a little
I
bit
don't know about
wilder.
it.
It has a beautiful lake and it has a couple of really nice lakes nearby. But to make story short, it's all of the food wasn't covered with ash ever.
Oh,
Oh
yeah.
my god.
Oh,
Look
man.
at it, it's so
Well, that kind
big.
of barbecuing is very different than Texas barbecue. Which is, I mean, that stuff is
Yeah.
or the Memphis or Carolina barbecue.
All over the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good. Yeah.
I was in Austin, Texas a couple months ago for a bachelor party and got some barbecue down there, but I felt terrible after eating it. Like, it actually wasn't even that good. The one that was really good was they like ran out of food. So a lot of them will only make enough for like a couple hundred people and then that's it. So we got there too late. So we're like, "Oh, let's just go to like this one next door," and it was not very good. And I felt horrible after eating it. But at least I had Texas barbecue.
Yeah, at least you crossed it off and
Just one more experiment.
Yeah, I just gotta do all the other summits here in the year. I'll have to do that again. Be a better barbecue hermit, you know. I just did my first shop trial down in Iowa. That was awesome too.
Wow.
Like, this is for a wedding, but
Cool.
they have a blowout guesthouse right on the bayou.
That's awesome.
It's fucking
So how did it come to you, and like, did they hook it or not?
They had a trailer with like where they boiled it at the house, and it's just probably like the size of this table. Holy crap, it's huge. And they just started like scooping and like shoving New York crackers on the plate. It was ridiculous.
That's awesome. Yeah, sounds like a lot of fun.
And when you get done, there's like this lake nearby you just recycle.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's
Mhm.
funny.
Cool.
Wait, what? Is this just like build up at the bottom of the
It probably does.
Yeah.
But I think the gators get it or something. I'm sure. Something like that.
Oh, gators.
But yeah, it looks like green
Lizard maybe?
Yeah, at least. Well, that's where they come from, in the bayou, so then it works. Yeah, you would think all the spices that they're churning up,
Yeah.
you know. But yeah, never enjoyed crawfish until then.
Interesting. Yeah,
Yeah.
I've never had it either.
Yeah.
What's everyone's favorite food? This is a hard one.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be the number one, maybe just one of your favorites, but
Michael's on the wrong
Mm.
list.
Yeah.
Cuz when we were just up there, the waitress, oh, except for, you know, Palestinian food, for me food was the spices.
Which?
Palestinian. You know, Palestinian food is everything the waitress starts with.
Okay.
But Italian, French, and Japanese.
Yeah, I was gonna say Italian and Japanese. I just think I categorize as my I will eat any type of that food, anything. Yeah.
And then the Asian category. Yeah, Japanese.
Right.
And Taiwanese food.
What
Kinda just like what I grew up eating, I guess.
They're all fairly different though. Like, which
Yeah.
what do you like more about?
I grew up eating a lot of Japanese food.
Okay.
A lot of Taiwanese food. I was pretty big on like ramen, ramen, and
What about you, Michael?
I would say Italian food is, that's like my comfort food. Really like Japanese food. On recent trips, I've come to enjoy Chinese food much more, but more so Cantonese.
This sounds so unhealthy for you.
Cantonese food?
And like Hong Kong?
I guess it depends. I mean, some of it can be like very fresh and like
Yeah,
that's more what I think of.
Maybe I eat all the like junk
Yeah.
food on the streets.
I have no choice. They put it in the prison. Are we talking about one person? It's my favorite.
Well, I guess. Why not?
What are they gonna do without me?
Yeah.
I'm just
You can get more like like just like the way that fish is prepared.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So yeah, like very fresh ingredients versus like some of the greasier Chinese food.
Yeah.
But that was more when I was first
That makes sense.
shown when I was there and was not a big fan. And then had more of the cleaner stuff. It was like, this is awesome.
Yeah. So which is your favorite part in Cantonese, you know, dish maybe in Cantonese?
I don't really know enough to say, but I guess cuz roast goose, Cantonese.
Oh.
Well, the ones in Hong Kong,
Yeah,
yeah.
that would count, right? Those are amazing.
That's what I was thinking about when you said, like, that stuff is not
Yeah.
healthy.
And they're also
Just
eating
amazing.
prison dogs. Oh.
Yeah, they roasted like suckling pigs and stuff in India.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, that's not
Six week old baby pig on
No, not
Mother
suckling. You know, just like I think you might be interested. Like, there is in Napa Valley, there is a place, you know, just like called Castilla Mesa.
Oh yeah, I've been there.
We've been there, right? So, and you know that they do tournaments? And they where they select, there are knights that, you know, just like, you know, just kind of portray that they are fighting with each other. And after, you know, after that, after 2 years, you know, tournament, they sit down and they have the pigs on the, you know, those streets, you know, so.
Interesting.
I'm not sure if you, any of them really look like vegetarian or vegan.
That's not crazy enough.
I was like, I didn't know vegan. Cuz it was like some people might find it.
Yeah. No, that's a very Filipino thing actually, that huge, huge, huge pig on the table
Oh,
with
wow.
napalm in his mouth and that.
Yeah, sounds good.
It's pretty good.
A lot of cultures do that. I know, like, my Greek friend, they would do a roast pig for their family reunions and stuff.
I've heard, like, they do, like, lamb roast for some people.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my god, they can take
It's
Oh.
literal,
Whatever means.
Right. Italian food, I've never been as into the meat dishes. More so the mostly pasta, yeah. And obviously some, you know, pasta with meat. Like, once had this wild boar ragu. One of my favorite meals, it was at this, like, medieval castle in a small town about an hour and a half from Rome. Still remember that as one of my favorite meals.
Yeah.
With the local wine, it was
Must be cool. I still need to, like, get out to Europe more
Yeah.
and check it out.
It's harder here, though, on the West Coast.
It is, yeah. It's not very accessible.
So when I was in France, to be honest, I wasn't impressed as much. We went to different restaurants, like, you know, where locals went, you know, it's from anywhere from cheap to expensive ones, but I really enjoyed the French cuisine, Californian French cuisine, because I think it's kind of the best, you know, the way how they cook. Maybe we're just spoiled here, because we have really good restaurants here.
We do, yeah, and diversity.
Yeah,
For sure.
yeah. And for the Italian, my favorite is a pasta dish, carbonara, you know, just so, and for the meat dish, you know, probably carpaccio. So anything with raw meat. My favorite one. So, and in Japanese food, which one do you like the most?
Oh, that's hard.
I don't even know where to start.
One dish to try, you know, just like which one
Yeah,
did
one
you taste
last
so
meal.
far?
Oh,
Yeah.
last
One
meal.
last meal.
Oh.
Would be sushi for me.
Or something like that
Fatty
for
tuna.
like
Salmon.
The fatty tuna.
That it might hold on like its own
Toro.
weight or something. Oh, man.
Agree.
Yeah.
With some Sichuan peppers in there just to make sure I could feel something before I die. Have you guys had that before, the Sichuan pepper? It's crazy.
My
So
spice tolerance isn't great, but
so it's not that hot, but it's numbing. So it completely numbs your mouth.
That's terrible. How can you taste anything
Well, I guess
after?
it's not completely numbs it, but like mostly numbs it. And it's a very, very weird feeling. So I did
Sitting in China in
hot
Taiwan.
pot, yeah. And ate the pepper. And it's really the peppercorn. So
Yeah.
you, and like, nobody warned me that
Oh,
this was gonna happen.
I do that to people,
That's really the way you should
That's
prepare it.
terrible.
It's much better that way.
You tell them after.
Cuz they and it, I was just like, what is going on? I was like, in my mind, I'm like And they're
Then
like,
you went
oh,
to the
yeah,
dentist.
Sichuan pepper. I was like, this is it. It was crazy. It's a very, very unique sensation. So I recommend that. Actually,
You recommend that.
there's one here in
There's a handful of them, yeah. I heard
Tino?
about Hai Di Lao.
Hai Di Lao, yeah. If you ever just wanna mix it up a little bit and have a numbed mouth,
I'm not really
definitely
sold right
recommend
now
it.
for some reason.
It's kind of fun.
It's fun, yeah.
It's like
You're
you're
going
supposed
to the
to
dentist.
You do
It's
it because
great
I'm
when
okay with spicy and I'm getting better.
when you have people confident like, oh yeah, this is gonna be like taking someone real quick.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this isn't it's not like the painful heat that you get, you know, with some that you just like wanna die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nothing like that. It's just like,
Can't
whoa,
breathe.
this is hot, but it's bearable.
Yeah.
Just can't feel anything.
Yeah.
She was like, it also tastes good. Like, there's a good taste to
There's a pang.
Yeah.
Like a tangy.
So the more you eat it, do you get used to it?
I don't know. My mom can just hammer away like nothing. So maybe a little
Yeah, maybe.
I don't feel it less.
No.
It's an also interesting thing. Each country have their own spice. Where I'm originally come from, in Russia, it's so kind of just like mustard. And we have different varieties of mustard in both our economy. Also beef was Turkish. So it's those two kind of different things. But from the previous republics have been so interesting. We have the spice is called ajika with different peppers with just like some. My husband, he's from Guatemala, and they have all kinds of peppers and but they always mixed somehow with tomatoes and teas and so in Asian culture this is the wasabi.
Yeah. Well, that's horseradish too, sure. Yeah. Well, the ones you get here, yes, it's similar to horseradish. But yeah, that's a big one, especially for just like
Yes.
a little more down south.
Wasabi type?
Yeah.
Mhm.
That what you said?
Wasabi, relish,
Yeah.
pepper, hot peppers, yeah.
Yunnan province.
Oh my god.
That's some
That's
real
just
hot
fire.
food.
Yeah.
Yes. I've heard that in Ibadan they have a factory where they basically just produce different spices around, of course, like some garlic and masks. So but they just like have smallest amount of like they say saffron in big amounts can make your it's like blood become a jelly because you cannot really eat a lot
What?
of saffron spice. That's why it's all in small just
Really?
like
Yeah.
So be careful in saffron guys.
Yeah.
So but
Don't worry about
yeah
it.
the spices just like there's no way around to that.
Yeah.
Wow. This is inside a lemonade tin?
Yeah.
I don't know if I like this one.
So for me
Try
the
that
spiciest
one.
thing was just like olive kimchi that I ever tried. And when people would be explaining like how your hair would get set on fire, I was like, it's not true. Have you ever thought of your hairs setting on
No.
fire? No, try kimchi.
I have, wow.
That's what I've heard. So when I went to South Korea, every restaurant would be kimchi. They're all so dispensed. And some places are just like mashing like garlic
Yeah.
and
It's
lots
really
of like
fermented.
really spicy.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I was happy. The whole time I just walked around like my mouth was like I couldn't taste the garlic for like months.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's crazy amount of these spices included in kimchi.
Kimchi tasting like we have
Ridiculous.
we have wine tasting around
Yeah.
Korean so they have kimchi tasting
Yeah.
thing.
Yeah, sure.
That's funny. I could do that. I've caught myself sitting there eating like a bucket of it straight. So good.
So what do you guys recommend for good day trips or hikes around here? What you guys have done?
I will be obvious. Tamales place.
Tamales Bay?
Yeah,
Yeah.
Tamales Bay, yeah. Have you been there?
I have.
They changed it up
San
a
Jose,
little bit.
is that where town? Is that the same thing?
Kind of. Well, it's
Well,
there. It's where
did
the
you
oyster
say
farms are at.
Tamales
Tamales
Bay?
Tamales Bay?
Tamales Bay, Tamales
Do you know where all the oyster farms and all that are now?
I thought
Yeah.
they closed it, no?
They reopened it, but they don't have picnic tables anymore.
Oh,
So
that's
it's
a
just
pity.
Yeah. I think it was something about a license they couldn't get. So you can't technically grill and barbecue. So they just give it to you and you're on your picnic deck basically.
I went to Hog Island.
Yeah.
They
That's
still
another one.
Yeah, which was right up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
Yeah,
was
they're
cool.
super nice. I gotta do that all the time. Just
Yeah.
go out with chef's places have a day out.
So do you have to pay per pound or
Yeah,
something
they just
or
sell you like
you
a bag of oysters. They're
Oh,
like, here you go. Get a oyster shucker.
Oh,
And
okay.
what we would do like we would typically go out for like birthday parties so sometimes we'd bring like a barbie or
Yeah.
just yeah, bring other barbie picnic snacks
Picnic,
and stuff
yeah.
like that
Yeah.
and then just oysters all day.
Cool. That sounds awesome. Where is this in it's north of SF?
North, yeah. Just keep going past. Just drive north about another like an hour or so. Yeah, just like just Hog Island, Tamales Bay. Yeah.
You've already switched to, like, instead of breaking and opening, you will be closing like out, you know, just like that thing out on the shelf.
Just talking to
Just
it.
talking to it. Have you, has it ever done to that one?
Not that I know of.
What do you like? Do around here, in the south part maybe?
I don't know. If you're active, I recommend like Mission Peak, if you've never signed up before. It's pretty intense. I didn't realize that back
Yeah,
then,
you
so
don't
I forgot.
either.
I didn't bring enough
Me
water.
neither.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's pretty intense.
I'm
No
not,
shade.
yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be a quick little hike.
Yeah, it's not.
I'm not doing it on top of Mount Sinai.
Wow.
It's pretty tough. You have to like stop every now and then, catch your breath and keep going, but the view at the top is really worth it. So
How long was the hike?
A few months?
Something like that.
Yeah, but it's
Oh, so
straight
not that
up.
long, but it
No.
Yeah,
still intense
You're
enough.
still climbing up
The
to all
elevation.
the hot peaks, but
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the foot of the mountain, I guess, is a sign that says, okay, this was a pretty strenuous hike.
Yeah.
Make sure that you know that and, you know, caution.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, that's not bad. And then I actually do it and like, this is pretty tough. And I don't know, I
Wow.
consider myself to be kind of active,
Yeah.
so.
Yeah.
But it's worth it. It's fun. Just don't go when there's where you do not snow, like this weekend. This weekend was really hot. Well, you guys are in the city, so you
You
guys
went
probably
this
don't.
weekend?
No, I just, this weekend was really
Yeah.
hot. And my apartment doesn't have AC, so it's just
Oh.
pretty miserable.
Yeah.
Oh, me and Oren, San Francisco, I don't think San Francisco except for like the window of night sometimes is AC, so other
Yeah,
than
but
that,
it's
no.
totally different up there. I mean, it's
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have like natural AC,
Yeah.
it's fine.
You never
Oh, good.
There was a heat wave last year, though.
I don't
Oh,
have,
yeah.
I don't have air conditioning either, but I never need it.
Yeah, I never need
No.
it.
It's usually like 50 degrees down there.
Yeah. I also don't really have heat. Sometimes I kind of do. It's like, it's just always
Turn on all
kind
the
of like
stoves and just hover around
cold,
that.
yeah. But I don't really mind it. I'd rather that than being hot.
Yeah.
Also, you're from the East Coast and we're from Asia, so our cold and our hot
Yeah.
are really,
Yeah.
you know,
It's very true.
we're still moderately
Yeah,
cold.
you guys
Yeah.
local. Are you
Yeah,
California, Los
yeah.
Angeles?
Can't complain.
Overseas quick enough, but not
Yeah.
It's interesting because like I lived here for about 10 years and I still, you know, find some places that I haven't heard about. Like recently I discovered a place by Lowell Gardens. Have you heard of this one?
I heard about that,
You heard? It's beautiful. The Cursed Castle, right? You know,
Oh, yeah. Central California.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, it's like it's actually from 280. It's from San Francisco 20-30 minutes away, you know, just taking beautiful flowers and stuff. Have you ever been to Cursed Castle?
No.
No.
I haven't either.
Yeah, California.
Oh,
I've been here my
I
whole life and there's so much I haven't
Well,
seen,
that's one
so.
of those places, cause it's all passive driving to LA or
Yeah.
Mac, and you're like, I just wanna get there.
Yeah.
I wanna stop.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that happens, right? I have some European friends who've never been to like London or Paris because they can at any time.
I've never been to San Francisco.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yes, but not San Francisco. I've always wanted to.
Okay.
I haven't even been to Alcatraz. I
Yeah.
know enough.
See,
I'm
there
like,
we go.
okay.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I think you grew up here too.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
know. So I've never been
Something.
there either.
DC, I would always do the touristy things when relatives came.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's when we would do like museums or monuments, those would be like that. Otherwise,
Yeah.
just
Have you been to the White House?
I have.
Before they didn't allow you. No, they don't allow you on, except you need to write your signature,
They're
right?
still, I think they still allow you now. They'll
Hmm.
always allow people, but actually I'm not sure about how it is now. There are different kinds of